For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Appointing church workers. Workers of the church are a vital part of the apostolic faith organization. In many ways, they are the backbone of the efforts we make to spread the gospel. As pastors, we have the responsibility of identifying areas in our local church where workers are needed, and then appointing individuals from those in our congregation to fill those positions. The Word of God gives guidelines regarding the qualifications for those who labor in the work of the Lord. First and foremost, all who participate must be born-again Christians, for the basis of all true Christian service is relationship with God. Jesus himself taught, "Ye must be born again," and Paul told Timothy, "Be thou an example of the believers." Those who serve in the church must first be partakers of the grace of God and rightly and experientially understand the gospel before they present it to others. In 1 Timothy 3, 8-13, Paul instructed Timothy regarding the requirements for a deacon, a word derived from the Greek diakoneo, which means one who serves. In the early church, these individuals were chosen to assist church leaders with particular situations in the congregation in order that the leaders might give themselves to prayer and ministering the word. Paul asserted that these workers should be grave or serious-minded, honest, abstinent from strong drink, not greedy, and possessors of a blameless witness before others. They were to be grounded in the faith, having an established and proven testimony. Their marriages and family life were to be in accord with biblical standards. We know that the furtherance of the gospel requires commitment, dedication, and self-sacrifice. So we look for workers who not only have the necessary skills, but also are faithful, supportive of the ministry and the entire work, and people of faith and prayer. They should be open to the Spirit of God, have willing hearts, and subject themselves to the authority of the church. As pastors, we need to challenge our congregations with the fact that all believers have a call and a responsibility to offer themselves in service to God. Christianity is a working religion. No one who bears the name of Christ can afford to be inactive in the Lord's work. Paul wrote to the Ephesians that our salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast. But he added that believers are created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. While works do not produce salvation, salvation produces good works. It often may seem there are more positions to be filled than spiritually qualified individuals, especially if we are pastoring a smaller congregation. Jesus expressed this need for laborers when he pictured the world as a great spiritual harvest field. He told his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." If the need for workers was great when our Lord walked this earth, we can be sure it is no less today, as we draw near to his return. We must simply follow Christ's admonition and pray to the Lord of the harvest to send us workers. God is faithful, and just as he provides for the material needs of the work, he will in his own time provide the right people to fill needed positions as we bring the matter before him in prayer. As pastors, we are called to serve not only as leaders, managers, and teachers, but also as facilitators. It is our responsibility to make sure workers in the church are trained and equipped for the tasks they have been asked to do. This means, for example, scheduling time for musical rehearsals and Sunday school roundtables, arranging for proper instruction and training of ushers and gospel team members, making sure the janitorial crew has the equipment and supplies they need, and many more administrative tasks of this nature. It is perfectly appropriate to delegate responsibility to other ministers, elders of the church, or department leaders, but it is ultimately our duty to make sure that those who are involved in church work have what they need to function in their appointed roles. As we do our best to properly assign, motivate, instruct, and supervise efforts of the workers in our church, we will be dealing with individuals who have a wide range of personalities and abilities. God's plan is for all of us to work together in harmony as laborers together with God. Just as each member of the physical body has an individual place, responsibility, opportunity, and duty, so it is in the work of the Lord. As we lead by example, offer appreciation and encouragement, and intentionally and prayerfully do our best to inspire and motivate those who work with us in God's service, we can be assured that the Lord will bless our efforts. Counsel for ministers. From time to time, it is good to bring the ministers and workers together to discuss matters pertaining to the work, apart from the remainder of the congregation. For more on this subject, see the section of this manual titled Workers' Meetings. We want to do all we can to encourage church workers to devote time to prayer, not only in personal devotions, but also before and after church services. While we must be understanding of the fact that family responsibilities can make this a challenge, parents of young children sometimes take turns caring for the children, allowing one parent to go to the prayer room before the service or have time at the altar afterward. Special numbers in Sunday school, youth events, or children's church services may at times include young people who were not involved in the regular work of the church. It is important for pastors and youth activity leaders to keep a clear distinction between participation in these special events and participation in the ongoing youth work. While some allowance may be made regarding dress, behavior, or spiritual qualifications for children who only take part in a specific event, the spiritual qualifications and expectations for workers must be fully understood by those who are asked to take a role in regular services or ministries.